This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives endorses Public Service Broadcasting Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on Nepal Academy of Science and Technology to conduct new studies considering country's needs. Government recommends Chitralekha Yadav as Nepal's residential ambassador to Australia. And at least 127 people died and 54 others go missing in northern Vietnam as a super typhoon continues to bring heavy rainfall, landslides and flooding. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has endorsed the Public Service Broadcasting PSB Bill 2024 designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, yesterday proposed the bill along with the report of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee seeking its endorsement. Speaker Debraj Kimire announced the endorsement of the PSB bill by a majority of the MPs. The National Assembly passed the bill and sent it to the House of Representatives for deliberations and endorsement. The PSB bill will come into effect on the 31st day after its authentication. Radio Nepal and Nepal Television will be merged and transformed into a public service broadcasting house after the President authenticates the bill. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, to conduct new studies considering the country's needs. Addressing the 47th Academic Assembly of the NAST organized at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli urged the scientists of the country to conduct studies on how to restore the soil quality. The Prime Minister called to conduct new studies as the soil throughout the country had degraded due to the increasing use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. The head of the government called on us to have collaborations with organizations like the Nepal Agricultural Research Council to conduct researches in the agriculture sector. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli submitted annual reports for the past two fiscal years to President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday. The reports of the fiscal years 2022-23 and 23-24 were presented to the head of the state amid a function at the office of the president in Sital Niwas. According to the Prime Minister, the documents highlighted national and international security status and challenges. The Prime Minister pledged to implement advice expected from the Federal Parliament regarding the reports. The government has recommended Chitralekha Yadav of Siraha district as Nepal's residential ambassador to Australia. Unveiling Monday's cabinet meeting decisions in Singhadarbar yesterday, government spokesperson and communication minister Prithibi Subba Gurung said the cabinet decided to recommend Yadav as an ambassador to Australia for a four-year term. Yadav has also been designated as the non-residential ambassador to Fiji, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Tuvalu, Solomon Islands, Samoa, the Republic of Palau, Nauru, the Republic of the Marshall Islands and the Kingdom of Tonga. The cabinet also approved the high-level visits to various countries. The report of the Committee on Banking Offences and Punishment Bill, Second Amendment 2024, has been presented to the House of Representatives. The bill was passed by the Finance Committee meeting yesterday with amendments. The bill provides for penalty in the form of cash as well as imprisonment in the case of cheque dishonour or cheque bounce. The International Finance Corporation, IFC, has expressed its willingness to expand its investment in Nepal. During a meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance, Bishnu Prasad Paudel, at the ministry yesterday, IFC Regional Director for South Asia, Imad N. Fakhuri, said that IFC was ready for increasing investment in Nepal. The IFC Regional Director added that the promotion of green energy, job creation and economic engagement were priorities of the IFC and they were committed to investing more in Nepal. The IFC had invested $100 million in Nepal. around 5,700 hectares of forest land have been found encroached upon within the forest areas in the Madhes province. According to an official report unveiled by the Madhes province government, the rampant forest encroachment has been attributed to the weaknesses and negligence on part of the forest employees and related security agencies. As the province's Ministry of Forest said, the province has about 202,000 hectares of forest land, but around 5,700 hectares of land have been encroached upon in the absence of proper conservation efforts. Qatar's ambassador to Nepal, Michel bin Mohammed Al Ansari, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Damodar Bhandari, yesterday. During the meeting held at the Industry Ministry, Minister Bhandari congratulated the government of Qatar on its preparations to host the third summit of the Asian Cooperation Dialogue, ACD, this year. The minister stressed the need for promoting bilateral cooperation to reduce Nepal's trade deficit with Qatar and finding a market for Nepali products in Qatar. On the occasion, the Qatari ambassador underlined the need for scaling of the exchange of mutual assistance to further consolidate the bilateral ties. The Korea International Cooperation Agency, KOICA, and the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration signed a record of discussion for the Inclusive Rural Development Project in Bardia District in Nepal. The record of discussion was signed yesterday by the country director of KOICA, Mo Hyun Kong, and joint secretary of the Federal Affairs Ministry, Kali Prasad Parajuli. The Korean government, through KOICA, has allocated $8 million for the project. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. At least 127 people have now died and 54 others are missing in northern Vietnam, according to officials, as a super typhoon which hit on Saturday continues to bring heavy rainfall, landslides and flooding. Thousands of people were seen stranded on rooftops in some northern provinces, while others posted desperate pleas for help on social media on Tuesday. Typhoon Yagi, Vietnam's most powerful storm in 30 years, has wreaked havoc across the country, especially in the northern areas, leaving 1.5 million people without power. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. House of Representatives endorses Public Service Broadcasting Bill designed to merge Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls on Nepal Academy of Science and Technology to conduct new studies considering country's needs. Government recommends Chitralekha Yadav as Nepal's residential ambassador to Australia. And at least 127 people killed and 54 others missing in northern Vietnam as a super typhoon continues to bring heavy rainfall, landslides and flooding. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.